All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. CLO Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This one is from Ken in Dothan, Alabama. Ken says, my sister and I were awarded a good amount of money from a car accident. I'm fully recovered, but she still has to have one more surgery on her leg. Because of that, and since it was her car that was totaled, she wants to split the money 60-40. The insurance company gave her the money for a car and paid a settlement for pain and suffering. She claims she's had more pain and has suffered more. She says she will take me to court if I don't agree to it. I still can't believe she's tripping. What should I do?
I mean, money make people trip. So, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't understand how y'all settlement is together. That I've never heard of.
Well, maybe they were both in the car.
Well, I've been in a car accidents before. Everybody's settlement is separate. Oh. I don't know how they got. They just paying one lump sum. Now, and she wanted to be 60-40. Mm-hmm. Dog, you through. Even you out.
Sure. Yeah.
Just give her 60-40. Dog, you already know. Come on, man.
Has to go through one more surgery? Come on.
Dog, just let her have it. But y'all gonna break up over this 20%.
That's his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now she wrong for that. Because that ain't how it go. You supposed to split the money. But I've never heard of that before. I'm gonna be honest with you. In all my years, I've never heard of a group settlement, and here's the settlement, y'all work it out. Because it's usually you get this and you get that. Based on your injuries and all like that, she's doing, just give her 60-40. What you tripping for, man?
He says he's fully recovered. She still has to have one more surgery on her leg.
No, just let her have it. It ain't worth that, man.
It's not. He didn't say it was a sizable settlement. He just said the insurance company gave her money for a car, paid a settlement for pain and suffering, and she still wants to split the money 60-40 because she has more pain and has suffered more, which is true.
Yeah, she has.
Well, the car was hers, obviously.
Yeah, it was hers.
So they paid for the car. Now, the pain and suffering, I don't know how they lumped it together. I've never heard of that again. Mm-hmm. But, okay, let's just say, for practical purposes, it's $100,000. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's $100,000. Okay. You give her 60, you get $40,000. No, go on about
your business. Everybody mad at?
Yeah, why would you want to tie this up in court, get attorneys, have to pay them? That's crazy. Just take the 40. She's still got to have another surgery. Come on, brother.
Mm-hmm. The dude wasn't that hurt no day.
Right.
That's why he ain't going.
He writing in. He threw it, sir.
The car slammed into her side of the car.
Yeah, and she's... All right, Jonas in Harlem says, I'm dating my cousin's ex, and she recently told him about us. He said he doesn't mind and gave me his blessing, but every time my cousin and I are with our boys, he makes jokes about me getting his sloppy seconds. I can take the joking, but he also talks about how he used to make her squeal and call out his name. That's when I get to the point of wanting to fight him. Mind you, he dated her when they were 20, and he's 31, he's 31 and it must mean she's 31 and he's 32 now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Well, how do I get him to stop disrespecting me and my girlfriend?
Pull him over to the side and say, hey dog, listen to me. Now you gave me your blessings. You told me it was cool. Mm-hmm. But what I don't appreciate is you dogging her in front of everybody. And real men don't do that. Mm-hmm. Dog, just leave my girl's name out your mouth. I'm going to ask you kindly. But if you keep doing it, bro, then I'm going to have a problem with that. And you disrespecting her and me when you do that. That's a simple conversation. Then if he do it after that, then you got to go and do something to him.
What?
Yeah, you got to go and do something to him.
Call him, you have to whoop his ass after that.
It's just man law after that. What? If I ask you not to disrespect my girl no more, and I come to you man to man, away from the other fellas, and you get right back in front of them and you do it again, what you saying is, I do what I want to do. I don't give a damn about you. Now, I've talked to you, so obviously that wasn't the point.
Okay.
So when I bust you upside your damn forehead, I bet you understand me then.
Question.
We're not shooting, we fight.
Question. Would you have dated your cousin's ex?
And then a lot of that depends on how fine she is.
I knew that's what the
end. I need you to tell the truth.
And okay. That was 12 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, 12 years ago, a lot of things changed. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, they probably wasn't that close. That could happen.
They sound like they're pretty close, but okay. Shakita in Birmingham says, I'm dating a guy that thinks he's a great comedian, but he's not. He's almost 40, and he's still doing private events and can't get into any of the bigger events. I know he's not funny, but I can't tell him. I think his appearance is a problem, too. He's only 5'8", and he's stocky. Not fat, but stocky.
The audience a lot of comedians 5'8 and fat. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's them damn jokes he telling.
The audience at his last show talked about him, and their jokes were funnier than his. How can I give him a little feedback without hurting his pride?
How he ain't getting the feedback? The audience is telling jokes to him that's funny to him. What, is he listening? Listen to me. Comedians don't need feedback. It's instant. The thing about our profession is, it's instant. Mm-hmm. This ain't you write a song, you release it, you hope they like it. No, you tell that joke, you know that night.
Immediately.
Instant. Yeah. Instant.
Well, so she wants to tell him. But she doesn't want to hurt his ego and his pride.
What a king of comedy just told you. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. If you standing up there dying, there's no worse pain. You might as well go on telling. You know, but there's a lot of people that hear laughs in their head that ain't there. I know some comedians. Just be telling jokes. Just be hollering. In their mind, they hear a concert.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the birthday boy, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.